Welcome to the Wealth Matters Podcast, where investors come together to better understand how to build passive cash flow and create generational wealth without all the confusing mumbo jumbo. Here's your host and co-author of Amazon number one bestseller, Alpesh Pamar.
Welcome to Wealth Matters Podcast. Hope you guys are having an awesome day. Again, you know, I'm going to continue to focus on growing the money tree for kids, the book which is coming out around mid of May. We are very, very close finally, and there is a lot going on in that process. Now, pretty much the final formatting is going on. So, you know, the company which is helping with design, they got all the illustrations, the images, and the manuscript. Now they're combining, they're designing the front cover as well and the back cover, and also going through how, you know, laying out the images with the, you know, manuscript will look, what kind of font we should use, what kind of title or tag should be there. So all that good stuff is going on. So there's a lot of back and forth. And I'm about to head out on a vacation as well. So before I head out, I wanted to record this video and talk about growing the money tree, right? So the book is going to be a financial literacy guide co-authored by myself and my daughters. It's going to offer a hands-on approach to teaching children aged between 8 to 12 years about investing and managing money. And even though I targeted the minimum age as 8 and you know, the upper limit as 12, I think anyone can learn from this book. Literally, even if you are you know, an adult, a kid, 18-year-old or 40-year-old who has not invested much other than the 401k, I think everyone will benefit. Even the, you know, my people who are working on the illustrations, they read the book. They were like, "Whoa, this is so good!" And the person who is and the company who is designing right now and formatting the book, they were very impressed as well. So, because the book presents concepts like, you know, stocks, real estate, government bonds, precious metals, and crypto in an engaging and understandable manner. Through a narrative that involves classroom activities and games, the book aims to instill the importance of financial health, paralleling it with physical and mental well-being. The story follows characters. So that's it. You know, when I started writing the book with my kids, I was just teaching them about money. And then I realized that we got to have characters. We got to have some setting, right? So that kids are able to follow the story while they are learning about money, and it does not look or feel like an educational book, right? So the characters then explore various investment opportunities, understanding the value of money and how to grow it responsibly. We have made the book interactive with some chapter reviews and some exercises to reinforce learning. And my goal is to add some of those activity which are interactive on my website, and there'll be some exercises and some activity sheets, etc. So, you know, can't wait literally to launch the book. There are a lot of questions I received when I'm getting interviewed on another podcast, and one of the questions was, how do you teach kids about money? To teach kids aged 8 to 12 about money, start with a fun and interactive story about a character who receives an allowance or something. The character faces decisions on spending, saving, and sharing. You can use visuals like colorful charts, games that simulate earning and spending money, such as a mock store or online budgeting app designed for kids. Introduce concepts like savings goals, the importance of patience, and the value of money by relating it to items kids value, like toys or games. Engage in role-playing activities where kids can make financial decisions, and always encourage questions and discussion about their own money experiences. So this is some of the crux of what, you know, I thought. Of course, this is not the same model I used when I was teaching my kids, but of course, you know, things have evolved. I started talking to my kids, and because they were asking me, especially during COVID time, because COVID, they knew that I worked from home a lot of the time since 2016. But then COVID time, of course, when they were at home pretty much, and they kept asking me, "How do you make money? How do you make money?" And then, I started basically ordered some games like Payday, the Rich Dad Poor Dad, etc., and played with them first to start, that dialogue. And then I started telling them more about money, how it works, at the time value of money. And then, some people work for time, some people make sure that the money works for them, all those good stuff. And then slowly, I think they started showing interest. And what I did after that, again, is that I saw, both the kids had different interests. So I had to pretty much massage my thoughts and make sure that both the kids will understand, because there is a 3-year difference between my kids, right? So I had to make sure. And then in the end, I pretty much not helped them, but showed them the path so that they were able to start their own jewelry store on Etsy, and they were selling jewelry as well, at parades and this and that locally as well. So it was pretty interesting how they started thinking about thinking about money to how to invest. And then, instead of investing, some have that those ideas that, okay, I want to be an entrepreneur, I want to be a business owner. And that is the path they took. Of course, right now, the school is on, they have a lot going on. So I asked them to take a break from that business right now, and step back, understand that how that business is helping them. So they definitely started learning more about money by, making jewelry, selling them. And then, when the money comes back, they were budgeting, they need to look at, how much money they have spent in buying supplies, etc., and how much money they have actually made. So it was very interesting exercise. And actually, they did it for a couple of summers. So it worked out really well because it gave them pretty good understanding. And again, they are not an expert, but pretty good understanding about how businesses work. And then, that they also started getting very interested in, even though I personally love real estate, that does not mean that they are going to love the real estate from the get-go, because, it's real estate requires a lot of money to get started, right? As well as, they don't have time and on their hand, and they don't want to understand how all the management stuff works. Instead, they would like to just buy stock and crypto, a stock or crypto, and then, just wait, right? They don't have to do anything else. They don't want to manage. So, I kept giving them exercise about, let's say, compare, I would give them, compare Apple and Tesla, right? So they will go through, they will do the research. Of course, they'll search on Google and whatnot, but that gave them, again, perspective about what Apple is doing, what Tesla is doing, how they make money, and why their stock price is at, 180, 200, whatever is. And then they would end up buying one stock of each on their Roth IRA account, which is with Fidelity. So they ended up buying, we ended up then, of course, Apple and Tesla, because they knew and they picked those stocks, but I gave them stocks like AMD and LRCX, Lam Research, right? And they also ended up buying those stocks in their Roth IRA. And believe it or not, it's been, I think, 9 months. And Apple and Tesla, especially Tesla, is down like 25%. AMD for them has doubled in 8, 9 months. And LRCX is also like 40, 50% up. So, they also understood that, because the name of the company, because the company is the most famous, the largest company in the world, that does not mean that their stock will continue to go up forever. It can get stagnant, it can go down as well. So the idea was that you got to research the market in full, and not just go by, Apple, Tesla, Facebook. Facebook is, of course, doing well, and they did not buy that. Man, Netflix and others, right? We are Twitter, the famous companies are the names most of the people know, right? Instead, you also got to expand your horizon and look at other stocks, and same thing with crypto or real estate, right? So that is how I started this talking, and then when they got started, when they were interested, we moved into business, we moved into buying stocks, so they are even more interested in learning more and more about money. Again, after the book comes out, hopefully they continue, they read the book. I'm not saying that they will just continue with all the teachings we have done, right? Even our paths change. Personally, I change every couple of years. I even look at other, other possibilities and change myself, right? So there is always, you got to keep your eyes and ears open, but that's how I got started. So hope you guys learned something from it, and now go back and talk to your kids, grandkids, your friends' kids, family, kids of your, sisters, brother, whatnot, and start talking about money, and let me know how it goes. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Wealth Matters podcast. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes so others can enjoy the show too. Have a great week and happy investing!